poll, majority of Democrat voters more likely to support Bernie Sanders following Iowa caucuses. By Hannah Blow on February 7, 2020. A majority of Democrat voters are more likely to support Senator Bernie Sanders. IVT, following the results of the Iowa caucuses, a Morning Consult poll released this week found. The survey, taken February 4 to 5, 2020, asked respondents, as a result of the Iowa caucuses, would you say you are more or less motivated to vote for each of the following candidates in your state's primary or caucus? The survey conducted the question for each candidate. The poll reportedly found that the majority, 52%, of Democrat voters are more likely to support Sanders after the chaotic week in the Hawkeye state. Of those, 29% indicated that they were much more likely to support Sanders, and 23% said they were somewhat more likely. Notably, only 38% indicated they would be more likely to support Pete Buttigieg, D, following the results in Iowa. Morning Consult reported. While Biden's support fell in daily tracking, a separate Morning Consult poll conducted February 4 to 5 found Democratic primary voters only slightly more likely to say they were more inclined to support Sanders than the former vice president following the Iowa results, 52% to 48%. The poll found a similar gap between Warren and Buttigieg, 41% to 38%, within the sample's 3-point margin of error. Sanders ultimately edged out Buttigieg in the popular vote in Iowa, besting him by roughly 6,000 in the first alignment and more than 2,500 votes in the final tally. The two will ultimately receive the same number of delegates to the Democratic National Convention, as Breitbart News reported. Both candidates are soaring in New Hampshire, days ahead of the Granite State's February 11 primary. A Boston Globe/WBZ-TV/Suffolk University poll released Thursday night showed Sanders leading the field with 24% support and the former South Bend mayor just 1 point behind. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and former Vice President Joe Biden, D, are falling farther behind in New Hampshire, having 13% and 11%, respectively.